Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which British people are talking about living abroad. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's present occupation. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the main advantage each speaker mentions about living where they do. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I'd often thought about living here, but my husband's work as head of personnel for an engineering firm tied him to the UK, and I worked in a hospital. Of course, we came here on holiday and got to know the place. Now we've retired here, we don't have to go home at the end of the summer and face the harsh English winter, and that's the greatest bonus, without a doubt. We're getting used to the local people. They try to help us, though we're not proficient in the language yet. It's not hard picking it up in shops and cafes, and of course there's TV too.
Speaker 2.
I was posted here 3 years ago. At first I wasn't very keen on the idea of coming. It's hardly a very cultural place, is it? But frankly, it's grown on me. I'm quite an outdoor person too, and what I really appreciate are the many leisure opportunities and people with time on their hands to share them with. Obviously the weather helps, although it's unbearably hot in July. The embassy pool and squash courts are quite reasonable, and we have access to other facilities locally. There are a few tournaments during the year, not very high standard, but quite fun. I've also taken up a new interest, old buildings. The local architecture's fascinating.
Speaker 3.
I'd always intended to travel, do a few short contracts in faraway places, and then go home to study to be a specialist. So I came here 20 years ago and sort of stayed. Initially, the work was quite different from what I dealt with in my surgery in London, although it's routine now. It's certainly a good lifestyle, I have to admit. Very reasonable remuneration for the hours I have to put in, and that's the key. It allows me to put something by for my retirement and indulge my hobbies. It's a good place to grow old. Sports, great golf courses, for example, if you're interested, which I'm not really.
Speaker 4.
I started work near London, doing a very routine job, maintaining equipment in a water purification plant. Then I was asked to come out here. I wasn't keen at first, as it involved working in the mountains on a new dam. I decided to try it for a year because the salary was acceptable and I thought the experience would be useful. But I stayed on because the job provides so much variety. I had a team of workers now on a new project, things I wouldn't normally get to do at my age. I live in a basic bungalow with amazing views over the plantations and rice fields. It's great.
Speaker 5.
It all started when I came here on holiday. I was wandering around the market looking for souvenirs, and the craftsmanship impressed me. They're great at carving wood or weaving fabrics. I'd been thinking of taking early retirement, then it struck me, why not set up something of my own here? So I began in a small way, sending local handicrafts and produce back to small specialist shops. It took off, and now I supply large department stores. It's hard working for yourself, but I love being here because the locals are so easy to get on with. They'll always give you a helping hand, and I feel part of things, which is great.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
I'd often thought about living here, but my husband's work as head of personnel for an engineering firm tied him to the UK, and I worked in a hospital. Of course, we came here on holiday and got to know the place. Now we've retired here, we don't have to go home at the end of the summer and face the harsh English winter, and that's the greatest bonus, without a doubt. We're getting used to the local people. They try to help us, though we're not proficient in the language yet. It's not hard picking it up in shops and cafes, and of course there's TV too.
Speaker 2.
I was posted here 3 years ago. At first I wasn't very keen on the idea of coming. It's hardly a very cultural place, is it? But frankly, it's grown on me. I'm quite an outdoor person too, and what I really appreciate are the many leisure opportunities and people with time on their hands to share them with. Obviously the weather helps, although it's unbearably hot in July. The embassy pool and squash courts are quite reasonable, and we have access to other facilities locally. There are a few tournaments during the year, not very high standard, but quite fun. I've also taken up a new interest, old buildings. The local architecture's fascinating.
Speaker 3.
I'd always intended to travel, do a few short contracts in faraway places, and then go home to study to be a specialist. So I came here 20 years ago and sort of stayed. Initially, the work was quite different from what I dealt with in my surgery in London, although it's routine now. It's certainly a good lifestyle, I have to admit. Very reasonable remuneration for the hours I have to put in, and that's the key. It allows me to put something by for my retirement and indulge my hobbies. It's a good place to grow old. Sports, great golf courses, for example, if you're interested, which I'm not really.
Speaker 4.
I started work near London, doing a very routine job, maintaining equipment in a water purification plant. Then I was asked to come out here. I wasn't keen at first, as it involved working in the mountains on a new dam. I decided to try it for a year because the salary was acceptable and I thought the experience would be useful. But I stayed on because the job provides so much variety. I had a team of workers now on a new project, things I wouldn't normally get to do at my age. I live in a basic bungalow with amazing views over the plantations and rice fields. It's great.
Speaker 5.
It all started when I came here on holiday. I was wandering around the market looking for souvenirs, and the craftsmanship impressed me. They're great at carving wood or weaving fabrics. I'd been thinking of taking early retirement, then it struck me, why not set up something of my own here? So I began in a small way, sending local handicrafts and produce back to small specialist shops. It took off, and now I supply large department stores. It's hard working for yourself, but I love being here because the locals are so easy to get on with. They'll always give you a helping hand, and I feel part of things, which is great.
That's the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.